T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Find the best attorney you can, because there is much at stake. As former local president of several national matrimonial lawyers groups, and with over 30 years of experience in divorce law, I'm uniquely qualified to guide you through what can be a very emotional and strenuous time in your life. Call me today to schedule your free consultation.
414-453-0800.
Divorce is never easy. And as odd as it sounds coming from a divorce attorney, I don't want you to go through it. But if divorce is your only option, then it's imperative that you have the best representation.
I'm attorney David Karp with Karp & Iancu.
And after practicing divorce law for over 30 years, I have seen it all. And that's certainly going to help in your divorce proceedings when push comes to shove. Call me for your free counsel.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to GreatLakesDragway.com.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 12 at the AM and the Radio.com app. Rob Reichel just getting killed in the mentions after after saying that. Well, he thinks that the Packers are going to lose tonight. He thinks it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. Packers fans not wanting to hear none of it.
But do Packer fans know that people are not in the media are not going to pick them all 18 weeks?
Right. And I mean, that is the idea. Like, you're not always going
to disagree, but you don't have to do that. Because we're not going to pick the Packers every week. There's going to be some game. There's going to be some people
for
pick
sure.
Dallas next week.
Well, and for me, Leroy, I don't want to look ahead, but it does continue to happen for me. Last week, I couldn't focus on the Broncos, and I was like, all I want is this game against the Eagles tonight. And then tonight, going into it, I'm like, man, I just wish they weren't so banged up, and it was more of an honest litmus test of what this team is. So, and once again, I feel like the Packers are going to win. Again, I feel like they're going to win by two touchdowns. Like, I think they're going to be able to win by two scores. I think 27-17, 31-17 is close. Gary had 35-17 when he joined us from WNFL. But it's one of these games, and next week in Dallas is going to be outstanding. I mean, that
it's
is going to
be atmosphere.
A huge playoff atmosphere.
It will be.
But then again, I keep finding myself looking around and saying, man, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers damn near leases a room at that Jerry World. So, like, that's another week that I keep thinking the Packers are going to do it. Like, Sparky, I'm trying not to be overconfident Packer fan here, but I keep looking at that defense. I keep seeing the speed on that defense, the newfound culture change on that defense, and the buy-in along with Mike Patton's scheme and the theme that they want to go fast and be downhill, aggressive. It just feels like another big win tonight for the Packers at Lambeau, and I'm trying to find other ways that it happens, but right now it just seems like it's green and gold the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad you were on my side all through training camp, through the preseason, just riding the Rodgers Revenge Tour, 13-3 record? That's just how this is all shaping up to be. It's rolling
it's Aaron,
out.
Baby.
It's just
he's
rolling out
have
the
a big
same
night,
way.
Though. Not only because he's my captain
in
draft
games. Two starting corners are out.
For
Philly. Yeah, I think he does. Throws for 3 or 4 touchdowns tonight for the Packers, and we start talking about Aaron Rodgers MVP after a big performance tonight against the Eagles in a rout. Yeah, I think that's kind of how this whole thing plays out tonight. This is the explosion that the offense has been waiting for, and then we get a happy Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler at 7 a.m.
Hey, man, let me do my own tease. Don't be teasing where I'm going to be at in the morning. I'll be on Chuck and Winkler tomorrow at 7 o'clock, like Steve said.
I'll call you, and then you call them.
We should tell people about that.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
What? Steve, you're gonna...
Steve is my alarm clock.
I call Leroy.
For some reason,
in,
my guy can't call me. what's it? Horvat.
Ryan. What does Horvat get scared to call?
The hotline
soon to be Hall of Famer.
He tried to call to his defense. He tried to call, but it won't go through for whatever reason. And then he wakes Steve up anyway because of the baby.
I'm already up. I'm making sandwiches at that point.
He said, "Call Leroy and tell him to call the hotline." And I call him. So I actually have it in my phone to just call them. But my thing is this. I expect the Packers to win the game. Okay, I'll go ahead and do my prediction right now because I got to leave shortly because I got to go over to 8770 Howell Avenue. We got the 100th anniversary of the Packers wine.
Oh, yeah.
You can get it for 50% off today, and I can sign it with my gold pen. So if you're tailgating, we'll go pick up some food.
What if somebody wants your gold pen after it's all done?
I got tons of them.
No, but they want the one you were writing with
specifically. No, they can't have
that. $200 to give kids the world.
No.
Did you just offer up $200?
No, I said that's what it should be.
Oh, I thought you were offering $200.
No.
Oh,
I wouldn't give you 50 cents for it. But that's
not
I'm dead
very
broke.
Nice.
I got to use that pen to make sure the wine is good. So on your way down to the Mecca, you can swing by there.
Yeah.
Swing?
Yeah. I don't think you can say that. But grab some wine. And then you're going to go. Listen. See, everything Steve said, I'm in on all the 13-3 era. I'm in on all that.
Yes, want to be in all
of that. But I tuned him out as soon as he said this revenge tour stuff. I turned my radio off.
That's all right.
You don't need that.
Many others turn the radio off.
You don't need that.
That's true.
Just be Aaron Rodgers and 13-3 MVP. We all benefit. We all would love that. But I don't want to say the only way that you're going to do it if somebody says something negative about you. You should do it anyhow. So I don't want to bring all that. But, Steve, this is what I think is going to happen. It's going to be a shootout tonight. That's what I predicted. The Packers win 30-23. Aaron Rodgers, 23 for 33, 353 touchdowns.
Devontae
Adams.
Those are MVP-type numbers.
He got to get on the road because – that boy out in Kansas City, he always throw 400 or 500
easily.
Yards.
Oh, yeah.
So if you to leapfrog him and if Dak Prescott got his team, you got a lot of that. But forget about them. Let's talk about 12. This is the game to run the football. Step up. No. I'm gone. That's how it used to be. Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Take off, have about 45, 60 yards a game.
That is the vintage Rodgers. Get up out of the pocket and move when I need to.
Slide, pop up, and do the belt. Slide, pop up, just like they do. Who's the best slider on the Brewers? Can slide in a second and just pop right up on their feet. Who would that be?
Well, that would probably be Spangy, your boy.
Yay, fastest guy in baseball. Slide, pop up, throw the ref the ball, and do a little mini belt like I'm back. This is amazing because on national television, again, this is really America's team. We'll get a chance to prove that against the 6th.
100%.
October 6th. Matter of fact, I need to...
against the Cowgirls.
I got my own sandwich that we're previewing October 6th at Ivan Hove down in Racine. I'll tell y'all about it tomorrow.
Yeah, tell us about that tomorrow,
Roy. Yeah, but this game, now who's going to be suffer, Steve? Aaron Jones. I'm trying to put this ball up, and I'm not putting it up because there are two corners. No,
you can throw the ball to him, you know.
Bingo.
It is okay.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So he may not have – so fantasy football people, calm down. He goes 7 to 8 catches, one for a touchdown.
But I'm happy with that.
May not have a 45 rushing though.
That's fine.
Right.
That's fine.
So long as we good
point
with that
per reception.
Long as we good, I expect for that to happen. So now, this is when you're gonna see, can you win a shootout? So it may be 28 going into the fourth. Don't panic.
Mm-hmm. Tell me whoever's ready. The Eagles are gonna score that many points.
The how is always something that we don't see or know about. It's always. It can be throwing the ball to Ashon Jeffrey. To me, the only person really to get my heart rate up is Zach Ertz, the tight end. That get my heart rate, because I think I'm the only guy that can really cover him one-on-one. Not now, but when my vintage days.
I still think you'd be able to blanket him up.
That guy is amazing. So play action, because they're going to run the ball, and they're going to try to go deep. Carson Wentz throws the ball deep.
He likes to. That's for sure. Yes. He's got a strong arm.
To throw the ball
he wants
deep.
To step up and use those weapons down the field, even if Aguilar's not catching it down the sidelines.
And, Steve, the trick play is the Packer diva. I've texted everybody I know. Watch out for trick plays, man.
Yeah, they will run something weird.
That's fine.
True. They'll fake it some, but they can score.
That's fine.
They've always scored.
They'll need trick plays to score. This is my
question. So you say it's a shutout?
I didn't say a shutout.
Well, give me something, man, because you're all over the place.
Well, we're on just 6 o'clock. So I gotta give
I'm
it at
not
the
on
end
to 6 o'clock, Steve.
I'll text
give
it
me.
To you.
Oh,
text
don't
it.
Do me like that.
Hey, before you leave, though, so yesterday we were talking about 4th and 26 while we were out there at the golf outing.
Man,
and you guys
I'm
were
I don't know why.
Now, hold on. I got to ask you a question, though.
Man, I'm not
because
talking
I want
that,
clarification,
man.
Because apparently.
I'm taking Metamucil this time, not Nicomanese.
Because apparently, back in the day, somebody tweeted at me and said, he ran into Darren Sharper before all of his problems. And Darren Sharper said that it was Nick Barnett's fault that 4th and 26 play.
I don't
remember that to be true. I don't remember that to be true.
But I said
I would ask Leroy for clarification on what happened on 4th and 26.
Man, I'm not Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm not finna snitch.
What happened on 4th and 26, dude?
I'm not that.
You snitched on the T.O. catch in the Niner game.
You know, well, so you can see that because I was involved in it.
That's true.
I'm not involved in that.
But you know everybody involved in it.
I sure do.
You sure
and
do.
And I'm going to take it to the grave when I die when I'm 115.
Dude, if it's Sharper, you're never going to see him again. It don't matter.
No, I don't.
Just go ahead.
We're going to let that big bygone.
I'm going to let that go. You see, 6ix9ine decided to stay out of the witness protection program.
Well, you know
one
what
of
that
the
means.
Dumbest things you could do. 414-799-1250. Before a quick timeout, Jay is on the north side. Jay, who you got tonight? Packers, Eagles.
I got the Packers. I got the Packers winning. It'd be a shootout, but I think the Packers secondary is way deeper and younger than Philly. So,
yep.
Packers probably 35 to 14.
Appreciate it, Jay. Third down
that
is going to
no
be
shootout. That's a roll out your helmet.
That's a roll out the helmets kind of thing. That's a roll out the helmets kind of thing. Mike Clemens is here in 15 minutes. Stevie, you have a place that people should go right now today if they need to look better tomorrow.
Well, yeah, Harry's.com. Harry's Razors. Right, you want that nice, smooth shave, close, comfortable shave like I do each and every day before I come into work. Then there's only one place: Harry's.com. Used to have an electric razor, toss it out. Threw it in the garbage. Why? Because Harry's is number one in my heart. Number one in your heart, too, right? Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Plus, you get free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky at Harry's.com. That's Sparky. Harry's makes quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per replacement cartridge. Half the price of the leading competitor. So to keep prices low, they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. And a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, and you will, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. So, as we're into fall, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at Harry's.com. And when you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. If you prefer to go shop in a box store, Harry's razors are also available at Target and Walmart.
What could be the difference in tonight's game? There's one thing that's pointing towards the Packers maybe holding an L this week. That next to Mike Clemens in 15 minutes when he's Big Show on the Fan. September. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. And it is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that's a throwback Thursday. You can tweet your nominee, use the hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM, the Fan. But it also means Boff the Bar is back. And it is tonight out at Maxwell's in Cedarburg. This is how this works. You go to Maxwell's in Cedarburg between 6 to 8. You walk up to the bar and you say, I would like to try a Beauforting beer, please. And they say, okay, cool. Which would you like, the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple, or the perfectly balanced Brune? You answer, and then they give it to you, and you enjoy it for free. No catch, no gimmicks, no purchase necessary. You go in there and you get free Beauforting. That's what Boff the Bar is, and it's tonight at Maxwell's in Cedarburg. Guys, drinking in the Boff is a movement that all football season long is going to be loved by everybody. Beauforting 100% natural and made with three all-natural ingredients, fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's it. No additives, no artificial flavors, just beer made the way it was meant to be made, and that's purely with 100% natural ingredients and a commitment to quality. You'll notice the difference when you're drinking the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, or the perfectly balanced Brune, and you can enjoy all of them tonight at Boff the Bar in Maxwell's in Cedarburg from 6 to 8 tonight. Once again, free Beauforting at Maxwell's in Cedarburg great tonight. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will be at the Mecca Bar and Grill tonight. Yep. More details on that in just 1 second. First, Paul is in Menominee Falls. Paul, you're on the Fan. Who you got tonight, Packers and Eagles?
I definitely have the Packers, and I was at work thinking about our offense this afternoon, and of course it's better to be thinking about the Packer offense than thinking about work, right?
100%.
So what I feel is I think Jake Kumerow, a.k.a. Touchdown Jesus, is going to show up tonight.
Jake Kumerow, we have a signed jersey from Jake Kumerow to give away tonight at the Mecca Sports
a
Bar.
A Packers jersey or yes. Whitewater Warhawks jersey?
No, it's Packers
jersey. Is that okay. Right?
Yes.
I just feel like as people are talking, Devontae's going to get a lot of double coverage. Scantley had a pretty good game last week, so as far as like Philadelphia scouting us a little bit, I think Jake Kumerow could be our little sleeper to come out and get this offense clicking a little bit.
Appreciate the call, Paul. They're going to need a little something. Most importantly, Sparky, they're going to need something on third down that helps you pick up more than the sticks. And right now, they've been getting behind the sticks quite often. They've had a lot of third and longs, but in the first three games, they're like 25% on third down. That is not a recipe for you to continue drives, and that's why they've lost the time of possession battle seemingly in all of these games, is they haven't been able to stay on the field on third down. 2 of 9 last week. Like I said, for the season so far, they're like 25%. If that doesn't get rectified tonight, Carson Wentz, I feel like, is the quarterback that would be able to make you pay if you continually are giving them the ball against this defense.
I don't fear Carson Wentz. Sorry. Like I said, he's 57, 58% completion rate the last 2 weeks when he's throwing 35 to 40 passes a game. This is not the Carson Wentz pre-injury. It's just not. And until he carved up the Redskins, well, great. Well, they're horrible. Congratulations in week one. And then he played two okay teams, and I don't even know how good the Lions are at this point. And
he was getting just weird pressure all in his face in that Atlanta game. That was not him.
It's going to happen again tonight. It's going to be no different. This Packer defense is better than Atlanta's, period. This Packer defense is better than Detroit's, period. I mean, y'all can tell me about how great Carson Wentz was 2 years ago, and that may very well be.
Carson Wentz is still very good.
But until I see this dude actually do something consistently and not just a game here and a game there and get back to how he looked in 2017, where it was every week he was putting on that show, okay, then I'll start buying it again. But until I see that, I'm not buying in that Carson Wentz and the Eagles are a threat to this team tonight.
So you're saying at the Mecca tonight, it's just going to be you guys partying all night long, no issues with Carson Wentz, number 11, on the other side at all?
No, not seeing much of a threat. No, not really. No, pretty chilled. I'm hoping, really, that if it's a blowout, I don't lose people. And that's why we got the tic-tac-toe cards, obviously. Hold them through for our big grand prizes, courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards and stuff. So, yeah, I'm hoping the Packers kind of let them play with them a little bit there in the half and then pull away in the second half. Because I mean, obviously, as a Packer fan, you want them to blow them out. But, I mean, if it's like, you know, 24-3 at halftime, that's going to be a struggle when everybody's got to get up and go to work the next day. I don't want to lose people because the game's over at halftime.
But haven't we seen now that if it is 24-3 at halftime, this Packers team has allowed every single team to get back into the football game?
Yeah, but they win.
Okay,
but you win.
So what? Tell us all that other people will need to stick around for tonight at the Mecca Sports Bar.
We got our tic-tac-toe cards. We have our big prizes to give away, including that Jake Kumerow signed Packers jersey, courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards tonight. A Mason Crosby signed mini helmet tonight to be given away, courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards. Plus, we'll play our fun game, Drinko, at halftime. Trivia throughout the game. Prizes courtesy of Miller Lite, so that's always fun, too. And again, we are talking about a 42-foot big, ultra-high-definition TV surrounded by nine other big-screen TVs. Got luxury skyboxes up in the air there on the third floor. Can still see the 42-foot TV. Plus, you get your own personal TV as well. Fits six, seven, eight people probably into one of those sky boxes. It's an awesome deal. If you're thinking about going down there, make sure to give a call ahead of time to reserve one of those sky boxes, or just get down there like right now and see if one of those sky boxes are available as we get ready for kickoff. I always tell everybody, reserve those seats ahead of time. This is the number one place in the state of Wisconsin to watch Green Bay, Milwaukee, baseball, basketball, college football, college basketball, whatever. There's just not a better atmosphere anywhere than at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Plus, you have the Fear District that starts tonight as well, in that plaza area across from Fiserv Forum. So it is going
to
be...
Well, that you might be losing people too, because doesn't everybody want to go and check that out?
I would think so. But, wow. You know, the question is, because it's still September, are people really in the Halloween spirit to go do that? I mean, we have our Halloween tree up in our living room already, obviously, but I just don't know how many other people are into that
same spirit. That can't go unaddressed. You said a Halloween tree?
We put it up a while ago. I showed you the picture of it.
What is a Halloween tree?
So you just take, like, we have a black Christmas tree. So we take our black Christmas tree that already has the white lights on it.
What?
And they sell Halloween ornaments for everybody that has our Halloween tree. So you get, like, mini skulls and eyeballs and stuff. And you decorate it up. And we have, like, a big orange, like, witch's hat that lights up on the top. It's a tree topper on the tree. It's awesome. And then on the bottom, you know how you have the skirt on a Christmas tree? It's all spider webs and spiders crawling up the bottom of it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know what your problem is. What's wrong?
That's just a lot of Halloween. I didn't know people liked Halloween that much.
Oh, yeah. We really go full out in the front yard for Halloween, around the house. Oh, yeah. Lots of Halloween stuff.
Anthony Mandela, quickly. I know you got a sports flash coming up here. Did you know people were that into Halloween that they had Halloween trees?
I never heard of the Halloween tree, but people take Halloween very seriously.
Very serious.
In all sorts of other ways. The dressing up, the parties.
Yeah, no doubt. No, and I support the parties 100%. I also support the costumes 110%. The tree is, that's the little bit different. Like,
it's
I
new
understand.
To me.
Yeah, that's definitely new to me. Okay. But hey, new to me, that could be good. Maybe it's
do
not.
Do you go out for Halloween stuff?
Yeah, but like I'll wear like a slight costume.
Well, how much candy do you get?
I really don't anymore. It's pretty sad.
But it's the bars though, right? You go out to the bars and do a trick or treat or do Halloween.
For the most part, I'm just not that interested in it.
So you've never really been into it.
No, and like when I was a kid, I made it to like seven houses because I'd say trick or treat and I'd get my piece of candy and sit down on the porch and eat it. Like I wasn't all into walking all around the neighborhood and getting a bunch of this.
Because we get dressed up every year now to take Jackson out. So me and Kay both get dressed up in costumes. He gets dressed up in his costume, and it's a family costume. We walk around and we do trick-or-treating. I was a Care Bear, I think it was, last year. Big blue Care Bear.
Okay. Let's. Mike Clemens is next. Hopefully Mike Clemens never dresses like a Care Bear. That would be a scary sight. He talks Packers and Eagles next with us in the big show.
Like we coach the quarterback to, you know, make a playoff schedule. We're always going to coach him to read with his feet and take what's there. And those, I think, just naturally occur over the course of a game. What we do coach is to make sure the linemen keep blocking for him, to make sure the wideouts and anybody else in the route keep working for him. But as far as coaching off schedule, you don't really coach that.
That's Matt LaFleur. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Earth, Wind, and Fire. What you're hearing underneath Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, the 3-0 first place Packers who take battle against the underdog Philadelphia Eagles tonight at Lambeau Field. Never an underdog, and especially when you're going to Pottawatomie. I mean, you're never an underdog over there.
How'd you do the other night when you were there?
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Mike Clemens joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Pottawatomie. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Mike, Packers, Eagles tonight. We have Gary Ellerson saying they're winning by 18. Sparky has all but said it's roll out the helmets. I feel like the Packers are definitely the better team, but as more and more of this mounts, I'm getting more and more skeptical of the result.
Oh, you are?
I feel like at some point, I know the Packers aren't overlooking the Eagles, but I definitely am over into the Cowboys game.
Yeah, yeah. My feeling early in the week, and I'll stick with, is maybe 24-17 Packers. The thing that I'm really looking for tonight is the matchup of the Packers offense against the Eagles defense. Jim Schwartz, all those years with the head coach of the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to bring pressure, or is he going to do like a lot of NFC coaches have done over the years and say, what's the point of pressuring Aaron Rodgers? That just lets him gives him opportunities to dump off passes to make adjustments. It's coverage that beats Rodgers and trying to contain him. And, you know, Rodgers hasn't been running around much. I watched the TV tape of the Broncos game, and, boy, I did not see those close-ups at the end of the third quarter when Green Bay had another three and out with their offense. And you could see two plays into it, Rodgers. I couldn't tell if he was upset about the pass protection outside the tackles or the coverage or receivers. But clearly there's something that's frustrated. Maybe he didn't like the play call.
Mm-hmm.
But then they missed on a third down, and he comes over and yanks off the chin strap, and he's looking at the iPad, and LaFleur comes back over from the sideline. He's not happy, as if, you know, what was wrong with that play? But Rodgers is, you know, he's upset about coverage or
he didn't snap at him, though, Mike. They were both very calm and professional about how that whole interchange went.
They're 3-0, so they can yell all they want. You know, I don't care about, you know, respect from between the quarterback and the head coach and all that, because they're 4 years apart. You know, Aaron's not a 25-year-old working for Mike McCarthy anymore. He's 35, and he's got 5 years more NFL experience than his head coach does. I'm just trying to get to figure out what's going on. Nathaniel Hackett continues to impress me as his confidence grows as an offensive coordinator, and he breaks it down. It comes down to these situations. Why is Davante Adams only got four catches when he had about 15 or 16 this time a year ago? Here's what Nathaniel Hackett said.
We want to get everybody more touches. I mean, that's just the facts. I mean, 57 plays. I believe six of them were 4 minute, three were at the end of the half. We had, I think, five penalties, and we had about six third and longs or something like that. I mean, that's just, it's an up and down deal right now. So it's one of those things, of course, we want to give Devontae the ball. We definitely make an effort to do that, and sometimes it doesn't work out. I know that everybody in this room, including myself and the fans, don't want us to force it. And I think that could put you in some presumptuous positions. And I think it's one of those things. Taking care of the football is by far the number one most important thing. And that's the number one most important thing to win a football game. So I think that when we get those opportunities, just like 2 games ago, it was great. He had a lot of opportunities. I think we always want to try to get him the ball, Jimmy the ball, MVS the ball, Geronimo the ball, I mean, everybody. And to do that, you got to have more plays. I mean, anything over 3rd and 10 is about 14%. Conversion rate, so you're not giving yourself that opportunity. We just haven't been able to. We're either rolling and it's good, and then there's a setback, and we just have to be able to bounce back from that.
It's been really, really tough on third down, Mike. I mean, 2 of 9 last week, that's not going to cut it against this Eagles defense. You're right with Jim Schwartz. At one point in that Atlanta game, and granted, Julio Jones then called game with like 3 minutes left and housed one on 4th and 2 from like 55 yards out, but they were blitzing and going at Matt Ryan and trying to make him play from the pocket and putting as much heat in his face as they could. Yeah. On third down, it's going to be tough if you're going at 25% that they've basically been converting at.
Yeah, but, you know, Matt Ryan and Tom Brady, they're both statues. Rodgers
100%
still run, but he seems like he's trying to stay more in the pocket, and I think he's trying to stay within the offense, not just necessarily trying to have the cleanest jersey in his career, like you said after the game. I do know this. When it comes to third down, that Matt LaFleur said, unsolicited, just before he left us on Tuesday, he said, in 10 minutes, I have a meeting to talk to Aaron Rodgers about third down, that they need to figure out what they need to put on the menu on the third and longs, because obviously the stuff that they're putting down, you know, the screens and the damn draw plays and that stupid safe
stuff.
You know, Rodgers wants to take a shot on that play if they end up with a 3rd and 12 because of a penalty or miscue or whatever.
Do you see them having to lean on auxiliary pieces to try to keep that pressure at bay today and utilize maybe the screen game a little bit with Aaron Jones?
Well, see, I think that's been the – I love seeing Mercedes Lewis go out for a 14-yard pass. I love that this offense sets up, and then you set your fullback wide left like a wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
and the Broncos are like, whoa, what the hell is this play? You know, and Danny Vitale gets a 28-yard reception and damn near goes in for a touchdown. That's what this offense is supposed to be about, is those kinds of surprises. And, geez, I think you could actually surprise everybody if Jimmy Graham catches a ball tonight. So
that's true.
You know, I'm starting to give up on that guy. I really, as much as Aaron Rodgers says he's a trusted friend, he's a great football
Isn't
player.
Isn't he hurt, Mike?
Huh?
Isn't he hurt?
He's now he's got a quad along with a groin.
Everything's dinged up, and you know, it seems like that always seems to happen at certain points.
You know, DeShone Kizer throws him a ball over the middle with a little bit of zip on it 2 weeks into camp, and he misses 2 weeks of camp with a jammed or semi-broken finger or something. He won't talk to us about it. You know, he doesn't talk to us, but they're paying that guy an awful lot of money, and when's the production ever going to get kick in? So tonight, you know, the thing about the Eagles is, I don't think their corners are very good. So maybe,
definitely dinged up.
Well, Darby's out.
Yep.
You know, and guys like Douglas and Maddox and Jones, they're not that good. Fletcher Cox, I still think, is one of the best damn football players in the National Football
mm-hmm.
League. But he had like some sort of a foot injury. Now, he's not on the injury list tonight. But, you know, that guy can give Corey Linsley and the rookie Melka Jenkins, those guys, you know, Elton Jenkins, some trouble. On the otherwise, for the Eagles' defense, though, Malcolm Jenkins, you know, the safety, I still think is one of the smartest, best football players out there.
Totally agree.
Of, you know, lighting up that defense. I'm a little out of position. I'm in the office underneath the south end zone bleachers here, but I just did walk out of the field, and the first guy I saw out there in sweats walking around, you know, trying to loosen up was Za'Darius Smith. So I think he's going to try and give it a go. They got 90 minutes before they have to make that decision. And by the way, on the cover of the program tonight, it's Za'Darius and Preston Smith. The Smith brothers are on the cover of the program for this game tonight.
It's just amazing what that story has already done and how they've really adopted it as those two with the post-game interviews together, Mike, and the camaraderie and that feel. One final thing for you, Mike Clemens joining us live from Lambeau Field here on the Wendy's Big Show. With what they need to do to keep Carson Wentz in the pocket to contain him tonight, it reminds me a lot of what they did with Mitch Trubisky. And those guys, the speed being able to close containing Carson Wentz in the pocket was so key in week one. I think that's the key to victory defensively tonight.
And the surprising thing is some guys look smaller on TV than they are in person. I always thought Favre looked smaller. Then you see him in person, like, damn, the guy looks like an outside linebacker. And Carson Wentz is the same way. He's actually 6'5".
Monstrous, thick.
And 237.
Yep.
And Mike Pettine last night, Packers defensive coordinator, actually said, this guy reminds me of all those years when I was with the Ravens and we were going against Big Ben Roethlisberger. You know, Big Ben is he's so damn big. He just stands there and takes four hits before anybody can finally bring him down. So that's part of the thing about Wentz. He's kind of tough to bring down. I think, though, that Wentz's decision-making is just a little off. That's part of the reason I think he's having half dozen drops in a game against the Lions and those kinds of things. So, you know, he's just, you know, I've wondered about these guys passing on Nick Foles, man. He just stood back there. He followed the playbook to a T. He made a seven-step drop, and nothing ever fazed him. But Carson Wentz seems to have the world on his shoulders and pressure,
yep.
And now he's down like this, you know, 1-2, and now he's got to be on prime time and on the road on a short week. You know, the pressure is going to be on him because he's thrown a lot of touchdown passes. He's a tremendous athlete, but sometimes I'm not sure this guy has still found his groove or his identity as the first string quarterback for the Eagles.
Agreed, 100%. Good news is, though, they got the Jets after the Packers, so that'll make them feel better about themselves.
that's a good mulligan for him.
Right. Yeah, nothing like a JETS slump buster.
Yep.
Mike, final thing for you, Packers prediction tonight, Packers-Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
I think that the defense will still find a way to win out this game, and special teams, who knows, maybe they'll get a little return action to help out with your field position. And I'd like to think that Aaron Rodgers has got something, even on a short week, to figure out where he can have more sustained drives in the second half. So I'm saying Green Bay wins this thing maybe 24-17.
Jason,
a more balanced attack.
Jason Wallers of the Green Bay Packers just put out the inactives for the game on Travis Adams,
right.
Oren Burks, Kadar Holman, Jake Kumerow, and of course, we're giving away his signed jersey tonight, so of course he's inactive. Cole Madison, Adam Pankey, Dexter Williams, which means that Darius Smith is active and ready to play.
No, that sounds good. And they've also got what they need for offensive line there for backup, and they need that extra guy there, too, in terms of Kingsley Keke to back up Montrevious on the defensive line along with Tyler Lancaster.
I like Keke.
So. I do, too.
He looked good in camp, man. Yep. And the coaches like him. They think he's a pretty smart kid.
Well, we love Mike Clemens, and he joined
he's
us here on...
a pretty smart kid, too.
Well, that's for sure. And, and he gets mad at me when I call him a kid because he always says, well...
Hey, I got one quick question, quick story. Alshon Jeffrey, he's going to play tonight for the Eagles, the former Bear. So there they are at the Super Bowl. We're up in the Mall America, and he's there at a table by himself. He's one of the, you know, the great access we get at Super Bowl? The players just sit at a table. You can sit down with them, have a cup of coffee, and do an interview.
Yep.
So one guy got up and left from the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I came to Alshon, a couple questions? Sure. Hang on a second. And he pulls out of his pulls a Go camera out of his pocket, not to record this like, you know, for who, like for memories of for the Super Bowl. It's for a transcript, so that any question that I asked him, he had it on tape, that he had a recording.
Wow.
And I started asking around, did this guy get really burned in Philadelphia or during those years with Cutler? Did he think that the media, you know, and he wasn't that good of an interview. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I sent it back to you guys because he didn't have much to say. But he, you know, it's just, I've all these years I've been doing this, I never saw a guy say, oh, interview, just a second, and start his own recorder so that he's got both the questions and answers.
That's really smart if you think about it.
Yeah, well, he's a weird dude. He's a weird dude. A weird dude.
Or he's a weird dude. Yeah, that could be too.
Mike Lemon's up at Lambeau Field. He is going to be a part of our coverage tonight. The 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show tonight, immediately following the game with Gary and Bill from Hinterland Brewery out in Green Bay. And then I am on from 12 to 1 with Green and Gold Overtime here on 105.7 FM The Fan. Michael, can't wait for all the great sound and all the great reports tomorrow. Looking forward to it, man.
Thanks, Bill and Sparky. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Mike Clemens joining us from Green Bay. On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, courtesy of one of my favorite local businesses, Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Gaming, dining, shows, hotel, and spa. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. We're the Wendy's Big Show, and if you need some food for tonight's game, Stevie, where do they go?
Family style at Wendy's, $9.99 is what we're talking about. There was a debate going on yesterday whether or not Baby Tausch could down 48 spicy chicken nuggets. Not the regular chicken nuggets. We all think you can do that. But the 48 spicy chicken nuggets, could you down all 48 for $9.99?
Yes.
If we brought him in here for a show,
100%.
You could knock him out.
Yeah, 100%. I would actually put myself at more of the favorite to be able to finish the spicy ones rather than the regular.
Why is that?
I'm better with spicy food than old.
Would you put yourself as more of a favorite to finish that or the family style chili that feeds 4 to 6 people for $9.99 as well?
Because I've taken a couple of runs at the chili.
I love the chili.
I would probably say the chili. Because I could just lay down on the couch and just grab a pail.
No, this would be during the show.
Oh, during the show, I could do the nuggets better than the chili.
Better than the chili.
The chili, though, I could do within like a 30-minute... Yes, yeah, I'd probably be
lying on the ground.
I'd probably need a nap, yeah.
Yeah, at that point. That's all right. Hey, you got lots of time to sleep tonight after the Packers take care of the Eagles. All you have to do is go
to Wendy's.
Only after
1 o'clock.
After 1 o'clock, right. Stay up for Billy's Green and Gold Overtime show from midnight to 1. Absolutely right. And then after that, you can go to sleep, get up at 5, and go to work. This is all you got to do. Go to Wendy's drive-thru. Say, hey, want the family-style chili, please, for $9.99. Or, hey, I want the family-style chicken nuggets or spicy nuggets for $9.99. And they'll take care of you, again, for a limited time at Wendy's.
We finally get Stevie's prediction, Packers and Eagles, and a winner of a Throwback Thursday. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 12 at the AM and the radio.com app tonight. 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels broadcasting live from Hinterland Brewery in Green Bay. And then right after, I will have the Green and Gold Overtime tonight from 12 to 1. Should be a lot of fun. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will be out at the Mecca. He's ready to leave right now. But first, his prediction for Packers and Eagles is...
Packers win today 31 to 17.
I got 27-17. I think they win by two scores, but I think it just sneaks in the under.
How much time do we have?
Throwback left? Thursday, 20 seconds.
George Thorogood.
Thorogood. Awesome. That's so much fun. Can't wait. I wish I knew who that was.
You would have really not liked
tomorrow
corn.
We got Ben Fennell, Jay Kokorowski, Louis Vacher talking Wildcats, Tom Kesnick and Ryan Wood. We're back tomorrow at 2. Packers and Eagles here on The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.